Hello, I'm Claudia Winkleman. Welcome to Hot Gossip, the show that's basically more free publicity for people who don't really need it. With me to discuss who's been snorting, snogging and stupid this week. And no, we haven't devoted the entire show to Peaches Geldof. Are Phil Nichol, Will Smith and Joe Caulfield. It's now time for round one, called What's the Story? You'll each be given a tabloid headline. We want the story behind it. Will, your headline is McCall over for Davina.
Davina McCall has said she's quitting Big Brother.
Correct.
Yeah, to go into acting. There was a snort. Somebody snorted there. A snort of derision from the audience straight away.
That was her agent.
Yes. No, Davina will get to the Oscars because, you know, ITV2 will need someone to host the after-show party.
That's so evil. This is the story that Davina McCall is going to quit Big Brother after this summer series to concentrate on an acting career. She has changed agent. I think she might be right. Big Brother, are we done with that? People going in a house?
Well, she said, I read some quote. She said, you know, I've enjoyed it, but I'm bored with it. I thought, you're bored with it? At least you have stuff to do. We've got to watch it.
Are they going to find anyone to present it?
Do you want to present it?
No.
No.
Would you go in it?
What's he?
Would you go in it?
No! Who would do that? Barrymore. But maybe they...
I was personally relieved when Barrymore was in there, because at least you knew you wouldn't bump into him.
Phil, do you like Big Brother? Do you think, oh, come on, it's the first night, do you snuggle up?
No, to be honest, I haven't watched Big Brother. Almost ever. I'm sure that it'll be fantastic without me.
That's a Phil-shaped hole.
That's right. I do. I'm doing my own Big Brother called Me, and it's just me. I film myself walking around my house doing things and having arguments with myself, and then sometimes I storm off into the bathroom, and then I cheekily have a little shower with myself and then watch that back, and it's just, you should check it out. It's called Big Me, and
I've been on that website.
It sounds a bit creepy. Don't look at me like that, Will.
But he's blushing because he's watched it.
Good. Joe, here is your headline. Britain's got free parking.
Britain's got free parking. This is, and people are outraged by this, but you go, it's Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell insisted on parking his Rolls Royce outside the theatre or something like that.
He has arranged to have, so he can have his Rolls Royce parked outside every theatre where they're doing the auditions for Britain's Got Talent, because he said he's fed up of being mobbed. And you think, well, telling everyone that you're going to be there in a Rolls Royce outside the theatre is not going to help. I mean, they're doing one at the Hackney Empire. Does he think he's going to blend in with all the other Rolls Royces on the street?
Yeah.
This is indeed the story. During Britain's Got Talent, Simon Cowell insisted on parking his Rolls Royce outside every theatre where auditions were taking place and has now been allowed to park it wherever he likes.
Wow.
Birmingham City Council got rid of bollards so that he didn't have to walk. Is this because he has tiny little legs? He's like E.T., isn't he?
I don't know.
His feet are longer than his legs.
That's true.
I think it might be more a reflection on Birmingham, that they're so desperate for something to do that they will do anything if a celebrity says they will come to Birmingham.
Getting rid of some bollards is a good day in Birmingham. That's fun.
Yeah.
Has Britain Got Talent? That's our other question. Are you watching the show? Are you excited about the people who are...
No, I can't stand Piers Morgan.
Can you not? No.
I would break my foot before I tired of kicking him in the balls.
I feel like I've hit a nerve. Wait, Will, why do you hate him?
I just don't think he has any right to judge people. He
but he's sitting next to Amanda Holden. Does she have a right? I don't think so.
No, but there's a pecking order.
And she has a right because if it's who's got the biggest forehead, then you can give opinions. Then yes, then she can give opinions. Yeah. She has a big forehead.
She does
sit there like,
forehead.
Oh, she's got a perfectly lovely forehead. She looks insane. She does.
Phil, I know you've said that you don't like Big Brother. Do you like Britain's Got Talent? Do you like those kinds of shows?
I like it when the performers actually are quite good. I always feel bad for the ones that can't. No one's actually had the heart to go, you shouldn't be here. You
know, but they're the best. Yeah,
they're not the best. I've lifted up where I belong.
And high.
This goes on for 17 minutes, by the way. Yeah.
You've actually made it seem like they do have talent. That's incredible.
I was about to say, you should be.
Yeah, but you look at some of them and you think, oh, how did you even find your way in here? Yeah. I mean, no sharp objects in your house, are there? Yeah. No shoelaces. I mean, they're just.
Yeah. Well, if you had to go and perform for Forehead Lady, Piers Morgan, who you hate, and Tiny Tiny Cow, what would your talent be? What would you do?
It would be knife throwing, but I think it would go wrong.
Are you guys a fan of cowl?
I enjoy the cowl. I do. I don't like him. I don't like what he does at all. But you've got to say he's a fantastic villain. But also the thing about Britain's Got Talent, it's all those sort of skills that nobody really wants anymore, isn't it? It's all going, this would be great if it was 1800 and there was music. But I don't know what you're going to do, the plate spinning or the jumping around inside a balloon. I've really no idea. Germany, they like it there. But,
See, I'm not so much a fan of Simon Cowell as I am of small legs. So for me, it's hard. I don't like him, but I love his small legs. You know, I'm just saying, it's kind of the same way I feel about Warwick Davis. It's like, oh, I don't like Warwick Davis so much, but look at his lovely little legs.
Warwick Davis. Who's Warwick Davis?
I don't know. Who is it? Isn't it Warwick Davis?
Warwick Davis, he plays the small Greedo in Phantom Menace. He's also in Willow.
Nerd alert.
We're in the world.
Nerd alert.
That would be my talent.
Will knows, actually, this is so your talent. Will knows an awful lot about things that women in the audience will have no idea about.
Ooh.
And that may be sexist of me, but I'm right. You do have a lot of male information, don't
very
you?
Very male.
Yeah, that
not
is not needed.
Stuff,
but no. Not
what,
proper
what
male.
What other male things do you... like gardening?
A bit about gardening, but it's mainly films, progressive rock music of the 70s and 80s, and Bergerac.
Come on.
You're a big fan of Marillion, aren't you?
Oh, massive fan of Marillion. And Fish, the ex-singer of Marillion.
Okay, we're moving on.
My talent is I can turn women off.
Thank you. Phil, your headline is Geldof Girl on Film.
Well, that's an easy one, really. Mm. It has to be Peaches Geldof.
Yes.
It has to be Peaches Geldof.
What's
getting caught
doing?
Being naughty. Be really naughty.
This is the news that Peaches Geldof has been caught on camera buying drugs from a dealer.
What looked like drugs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Drugs.
Yes, it could have just been, you know, Persil.
Very expensive Persil.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, if you know, when your father's that dirty, you got to get his clothes really tight.
But the dealer's meant to be the same dealer who supplies Amy Winehouse, so I'd be surprised if he actually had any drugs left.
Also, wouldn't that be just a big warning? So, who are your client list? Ooh.
Mm.
All righty. What do you think has caused her to go off the rails? Is it her name? Like, if she was just called Anna... Would she want hard drugs?
I think so. I really, really hate that. This thing, it's always girls, little girl. You know, if you call your child Peaches, why don't you just buy the lap dancing pole now? That's the way her life will turn out. And people think, because they don't think of these as grown-up women, they think of them as toys, don't they? And they go, oh, we'll call her Poppy or Trixie Belle. And then what if she grows up to be a corporate lawyer? And they go, so what do you think about the merger? Trixie Belle. Yeah.
Do you think as a punishment that he could rename her? What is the worst fruit you could be called?
Kumquat.
Hands down winner. Yeah.
That's
I don't know, but who's, you know, Peaches stoned? Aren't they supposed to be?
Is the camera phone a celebrity's worst enemy? They can't do anything now because somebody's always... I don't know if they make those noises.
It was the noise plus the mime that sold it to me.
Yeah.
Well, they should just obey the law like everyone else.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Thank you from the judge and the audience.
It's a lovely gentleman in a suit applauding. I like that.
It's not even worthy of a hurrah, it's more of a huzzah.
Thank you very much. The best of that round was Will. You're listening to Hot Gossip on Radio 2 with me, Claudia Winkleman. It's now time for round two, Where's My Line? No, don't worry, we're done with Peaches. In this round, we're going to hear a celebrity waffling on vaguely coherently, but as usual, we've callously cut them off mid-sentence. Your job is to tell me what they might have said next. The first quote comes from the Wild Man of Rock, Coldplay's Chris Martin.
I don't want to be liked, but I just want to say thank you to the people that do like us by...
I don't want to be liked, but I just want to say thank you to the people that do like us by... Yes, Joe.
by giving them a free concert, and for the people that don't like us, giving them two free concerts.
I don't want to be liked, I just want to say thank you to the people that do like us by... Yes, Will.
Posting pictures on Facebook of my wife on the loo. Not my wife, his.
I don't want to be liked, I just wanted to say thank you to the people that do like us by...
Our records, please buy our records, because there's not a lot of people that like us anymore. See what I did there? Very clever. B-Y, yes. Buy, and then I put a U in it, buy, as in buy the records.
Any more? I don't want to be liked, I just want to say thank you to the people that do like us by... Yes, Joe.
Inviting them all round for a delicious macrobiotic meal and giving them all a cardigan knitted from my own baby's hair. I don't like him.
You don't like him?
I don't like him.
Let's not... Yeah, I'm happy to attack, obviously, but let's just hear what he actually did say.
I don't want to be liked, but I just want to say thank you to the people that do like us by doing something that's actually really good.
Chris talking about giving a free gig. Oh, you shouldn't have. Our next quote comes from his missus, here's Gwyneth, on the Jay-Z Glastonbury debate.
He'll be brilliant for Glastonbury. He's the best rapper of all time, and I think he'll...
Joe, he'll be brilliant for Glastonbury. He's the best rapper of all time, and I think he'll...
Learn how to say Glastonbury.
He'll be brilliant for Glastonbury. He's the best rapper of all time, and I think he'll... Yes, Will.
Show the world a different side to Terry Wogan.
It'll be brilliant for Glastonbury. He's the best rapper of all time, and I think he'll... Yes, Will. Yes. Come on.
Oh, I see.
Yo.
Sort of genius. Let's find out what she said.
He'll be brilliant for Glastonbury. He's the best rapper of all time, and I think he'll knock it out of the park.
So he is so not the best rapper of all time. Now, I say this as a 40-year-old white woman, and even I know he's not the best rapper of all time.
That's Carol Decker from Tapao.
Yeah.
Heart and Soul. No, Heart and Soul. That was the first rock rap crossover record.
Okay, now you're freaking me out. Can you perform it for us, Will?
I can't remember it, but she does do a spoken word bit. Something in the moonlight catches my eye. That bit.
How did it go? Oh, catching my eye.
Something like that.
You guys are going to have so much fun at Coldplay.
he'll be chopping in, coming. Here you are, Mr. Z. Is that what he's called?
Jay.
This way, sir. And then lovely makeup, singing. And then and then off again. Okay. Our third quote is from the Enid Blyton of Girl Power, Jerry Halliwell. Whatever I've done in my life is always going to be... Yes,
Joe? A complete waste of time and rubbish.
Whatever I've done in my life is always going to be...
Analysed and discussed by the greatest minds in the land.
Shall we hear what she actually said?
Whatever I've done in my life is always going to be compared and stuff like that.
Born writer, what a wonderful grasp of the English language.
She's just like some mad single auntie that is just going to be found dead, half-eaten by her cats in a flat. She's just got that... Oh, just drivel.
But why are we still... She's very famous. We are still fascinated by her. She's been the front cover of all the papers. She's written this book. Explain it to me.
She's fascinating in the way, you know, like a dog who can kick a football. It's like, you know...
Exactly.
She looks like she doesn't understand stuff. Like, whenever I see her interviewed, I always think just out of shot, there's a carer. Mouthing the words. You know, she's just...
Yeah, it is completely that. As soon as she starts talking, I just cringe. Oh, stop talking. Please shut up. Because it is like she doesn't know what she's saying.
She doesn't know where she's going at all.
No.
I really like her.
Good, I'm with you. Also, I just think, well, you know, she's working, she's doing stuff. She's got a little girl called Bluebell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little Bluebell.
Very good. Well, the best at that round was Phil. Hey. Round three is called Three in a Bed. I want to know what story from this week's showbiz news connects three or more celebrities. Phil, here's your threesome, which is actually a foursome. Kylie Minogue, Liz Hurley, footballer Freddie Lindbergh, and SpongeBob SquarePants. What's the connection identified by the celebrity press between these four?
Well, I thought it's because they're all French nationals. You know, Kylie Minogue, Liz Hurley, Freddie Lindbergh, and Bob SquarePants.
Oui, oui, oui.
And then I decided that it might be because they're all fictional. I have no idea, Claudia, bail me out.
They were all identified as celebrities who have made a lot of money from pants. Because they sell them, they've got a pant line.
They sing them.
Well, that's
they've
obvious.
Been in. And,
they are pants.
They
pants.
All have pants. Out of the four, who do you think's made the most money?
Most money out of pants?
Yeah.
Oh, Freddie Lundberg.
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob. Oh,
3.8 yeah. billion.
He's what? Out. Billion?
Yes.
What?
From pants?
Yes, well, he's on globally. You know, there are SpongeBob lunchboxes.
SpongeBob lunchboxes sounds like the sort of porno version of his pants as well.
That is, yeah. Yeah. What's in your lunchbox, yeah. SpongeBob? Oh, mon Dieu.
Joe, your five celebrities are Roxy Pallett, Cara Toynton, Roxanne McKee, Emma Rigby, and Lacey Turner. No idea who any of them are, but how are they connected?
Wow, there's some names. Lacey, they're great names. Roxy Pallett, Cara, Roxanne. Actually, do they work in Claire's Accessories in Brent Cross? Because I didn't know. That's what they sound like.
Do you know that?
Lacey Turner, yes. She is in EastEnders, but the others, I don't know. So I presume, are they in soap operas?
Yes, clapping. They are all. They are all soap stars, and they all attended the Soap Awards this week in nice garments. So you watch the soap show? You were
no, I occasionally flit in and out, but then I have actually been in a soap.
Have you?
I have been in a soap.
Stop.
Oh, yeah, not a good soap. I was in Channel 5 soap, Family Affairs, and it was so, yeah, how bad is that? But the way they do it so quick. I'd never seen the show. I had no idea who I was playing or what the story was. I knew I was somebody's sister. And so I did all these scenes as someone's sister, and the sister was on the run. So I just did a lot of opening doors going, no, she's not here, right? But then I met the actress whose sister I'm meant to be. Now, I'm like 5'10". She was like 5'1", like a little doll, yeah. And a really strong Yorkshire accent. And I just said, oh, shouldn't I have the same accent as her? And they went, oh, it doesn't really matter. How mad!
Will, your three in a bed are GMTV's Fiona Phillips, Blue Peter's Gethin Jones, and Vanessa Feltz. What's the link?
I know this.
What?
Yeah, they're all in the new Bond film. Fiona Phillips is Moneypenny, Gethin Jones is Bond, and Vanessa Feltz is Oddjob's mum. I've no idea what connects them at all.
I didn't know who Gethin Jones was.
Gethin Jones came third on Strictly Come Dancing, and I don't think should have gone out, that Matt D'Angelo should have gone out that week, because he was... Yes! Because Matt did one very good dance early on, and then he was crap and forgot things. And Gethin got better and better and better and carried off wearing the see-through shirt, which is very difficult to do. And I think should have been in the final. I think Alicia should have won it. I'm fine with that. But as far as I'm concerned, it was disgusting that he went out in week three.
I obviously can't comment, but good. The correct answer is that, according to Closer magazine, they're all appalled by the disgusting manners of people in Britain. Phil, what habit drives you mad? What horrible, disgusting habit?
I don't know, I'm quite forgiving, really. It's more people just sort of not getting used to the way that London works and being in the way. You know, you know what I mean, right? People just get in the way, they just oh, look at that! You're in my way! You're in my way! I sing opera at them, you're in my way! They go, oh, wow, there's so many performers in London. You're in my way, get out of my way. And then I hit them.
Joe, do you think having good manners is just a bit old-fashioned?
No!
Don't
I'm please. Very... Oh, I love good manners. I'd sort of turn into a very old auntie, especially when I meet children with good manners. I do... Oh, that's lovely. When they're well-mannered.
well brought up.
Yes, nice. Very polite young rapper. That sort of thing. Yeah.
Will, who do you think is the rudest celebrity behind closed doors? Polite gets inside scratching themselves, picking their nose, flicking it.
Judi Dench. She just looked wrong.
Let me ask you this. Other than Fiona, Gethin and Vanessa, which celebrity would you like to annoy the most and how would you do it?
Richard Hammond's annoying.
Oh,
am I allowed to annoy? By annoy, do you mean punch? Can I punch him?
You would not punch. He's had a very difficult time. Would you punch Hammond?
Yeah, a very difficult time of his own making, you know. Yeah, hasn't he? What a stupid thing to do. He's on, and he's got a complex, you know, he is short. He's on the show with two of the most enormous men in the world. So clearly there was a bit of, well, I'll drive the car really fast and then I'll be as good as them, you know.
Boink. The best of that round was Joe. We have a brand new round now. It's called Ask a Stupid Question. Using the serious in-depth questionnaires that pepper the gossip magazines, I'll give you the name of a celebrity, the question they were asked, and I want you to guess what they might have said next. This week's celebrity is Tamsin Althwaite, who answered questions for Closest Magazine's A Quickie. Joe, here's your question. Tamsin was asked when she last cleaned her toilet. What do you think she said?
Did she say she'd actually cleaned it quite recently because it was blocked because she'd been wiping her bottom with the scripts from hotel bathroom?
She said, I hate cleaning, but we've got builders in at the moment and it's really dusty, so I had to do it 2 days ago. Now, I'm confused. The builders, what, they made it dusty, so she cleaned it for...
Is she talking about she needs to clean the toilets because the builders will be using it because those guys can really back it up?
Or is it a euphemism, like the sort of thing your aunt would say, got the builders in, really? Sorry, that's a
lady. Can I say that?
Sorry.
Quite a substantial euphemistic term for whatever she had, if she had to dust after it. I mean...
Okay. All right, Phil, your question from Tamsin interview is, describe yourself in three words. What was her answer, do you think?
Well, I'm gonna claim complete ignorance, and being Canadian, I'm not really sure exactly who you mean.
Have you not
so
seen
I'm gonna
Hotel
say
Bama?
The three words she described herself with are, who am I?
This is, she described herself as annoying, loving, and sensitive.
She sounds schizophrenic.
Yeah. How would you describe yourself in three words, Will, if you were asked?
Tall. Hot. Bergerac.
Okay, I'm going to ask that question. Joe, how would you describe yourself?
Oh, that's very difficult. Because Tamsin's very clever because you've got to be self-deprecating, haven't you? Mm. I'd say three words, really, really lovely.
Phil?
Who am I?
Will, Tamsin was asked to list her three dream dinner party guests. Who do you think she chose?
I mean, come on, let's forget the dream dinner party guests. Imagine Tamsin's real dinner party guests. You have Sid Owen, Todd Carty, Adam Woodyatt. I think she would have said Gary Barlow, Mark Owen, and Howard Donald, but not Jason Orange, because she hates him. If he turns up, she'll glass him. She thinks he ruined the harmonies, I'll never forget. She's...
Celebrities usually say there are two people.
Oh, Nelson Mandela.
Hello.
And the one with the one with the bad skin, Mother Teresa.
Hey. Yeah. Tamsin would invite her husband, the actor Tom Ellis, John Lennon, and just to ensure there'd be some laughs, Mother Teresa.
I was going to say John Lennon.
Were you?
No.
Who would be at your dream dinner party? I know it's Bergerac.
Yeah, John Nettles, Fish from Marillion, and Tolkien.
God, yeah. Phil, you're fantastic. You always say everything I hate. It's brilliant. I don't know how you do it. I never knew that the Lord of the Rings thing was in there as well, because that's another thing I don't understand at all. I just go, these small little people with funny names, I don't care what happens to them.
Yes.
I can never get through.
With the hairy feet. And then why did they take 8 hours to get rid of... Oh, whatever.
If there was one fault with those films, they were too short.
Your dream dinner party guest, Phil?
My dream dinner party guest would be, Will Smith, Claudia Winkleman, and Joe Caulfield.
He's going to win.
Yeah.
Joe?
Mine would be, I would have it the same night as Will, and I would have John Nettles, Fish from Marillion, and the entire cast of Lord of the Rings. And I would get them in, and then I'd go, I don't like any of you, go away.
The best of that round was Joe.
You're listening to Hot Gossip on Radio 2 with me, Claudia Winkleman. Time now for Ghost Bloggers, where we ask our panellists to look back over the past week and ghostwrite a blog entry on behalf of a celebrity. Will, you were blogging for Kate Moss. What's her week been like?
Woke up in a skip with grazes on my knees and sick in my hair. I looked at a discarded tabloid to find out where I'd been last night. Then I went home and whistled for my daughter. No sign of her, so I left some food out and headed off for a photo shoot. 3 pouts and £10,000 later, I got trashed at a club with all the dignity of a chav mum on her daughter's hen night. Found a skip, passed out, got weed on by a dog, smelt better.
Absolutely brilliant. Joe, you've been blogging for Mariah Carey. How's her week been?
This is the blog of Mariah Carey, age 39 and a half. Have decided not to get any more kittens and to get married instead. My husband, unemployed actor, said it was love at first sight. We didn't rush into it. We both got tattoos first. I got married in the morning because that way, if it doesn't work out, I haven't wasted the day.
Brilliant. Thank you, Joe. Phil, you wrote a blog for Bob Geldof. What's he been up to?
Yes, this is from Blog Geldof. Well, I spent the morning...
Further south.
I spent the morning working on my Irish accent. And the afternoon saving the world again while Bono did nothing. Zero, nada, gazpacho, buttersticks. Buttersticks is Irish, by the way. The idea of stealing Take All the Glory, Write Better Songs, Little Bastard came round me to my house to show off his new sunglasses. I can't wear sunglasses because they pinch my big misshapen head. So I spent a whole day in the backyard squinting while Bono kept calling me Mr. Magoo. Mr. Magoo, I'll give you Mr. Magoo, you specky git. We were working on a new idea to raise money to save for the starving. Live Eat, a worldwide dinner smorgasbord where we fill stadiums round the globe with ridiculous amounts of food and we have stars eat as much as they can for charity. London is being hosted by Vanessa Feltz. Oh, and Peaches got caught on camera doing what she loves best. Brilliant. I told her off. I said, Peaches, when I was your age, do you think I was running around taking drugs when I was in Iraq? Oh, yeah, I was. Peace in 2008.
Thank you. The best at that round was Will. And so we come to the final round, the horoscope. Like modern-day Nostradamuses, or is it Nostradamai, I want our panel to predict what the coming week holds for the following celebrities. Joe, you've got Gok Wan from How to Look Good Naked.
Gok Wan will be caught in a naked threesome with What Not to Wear, Tranny and Susanna. An eyewitness said, I don't know what Susanna was wearing, but it needed ironing. Taste of their own medicine.
Phil, you've got Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay will do what he wants to do.
I'm sorry.
Well, Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan will admit that he serves no real purpose and enter a monastery.
Nice. That is it for this week. Thanks to our panel, Phil Nichol, Will Smith and Joe Caulfield. This week's hottest gossiper was Joe Caulfield. We'll be back at the same time next week for more Hot Gossip. Until then, goodbye.
Hot Gossip was a TBI Media production with Renegade Pictures for BBC Radio 2. It was written by Ivor Badil, Lee Stewart-Evans and Steve Parry, and produced by Phil Kerr and Phil Critchlow.